flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Şimdi. A woman returned from the shopping mall. And at the parking area, she saw four men sitting in her car. She was carrying her bags. She kept those bags down and shouted at those men, and at the same time she took out her gun and showing that gun to those men, she said, "Just get out of my car. Otherwise, I'll shoot all of you." The men, trembling with fear, in less than a second, got out of the car and ran away. Then she sat in her car and tried to start the car. But no matter what she did, the car could not get started, and she realized this is not her car. And her car was far away. So she went to her car, loaded her baggage, and straight went to the police station. And she narrated her story. That I went and there were four men sitting and I scared them off. But actually it was not my car. And the police officer started laughing. He said, "Look at that corner. At the other corner, those four men had lodged a complaint of car hijacking by a fat lady with curly hair, fair looks, and carrying a lot of baggages. and 4 feet tall. The case was closed. And they all were laughing. She thought it was her car. Though in reality it was not her. So there was error in identity. So also, we think, this is my nature. This is my sanskar. This is my form. But in fact, that's not real. That is Maya's artificial form. What we think is ours is in fact not ours. But a perverted form, a distorted version of the original, a pirated version, and Maya doesn't keep any copyrights. So her products are marketed free. So this Murli explores the original nature. Baba said, why are you putting on that nature which is not yours? That is false. That is artificial. You are disturbed. You are angry, agitated, peaceless. None of this is your nature. Even making a lot of efforts, getting tired, that's none of your nature. Come back to your original, unadulterated, pristine nature. That what you are, not what you are showing. That is phony. So this Murli explores the signs of fortunate soul. So there are 10 signs of fortunate souls. Rather, number 1 fortunate souls. What are they? First, they always swing in the swing of attainments. There is nothing that they lack. There is nothing which they want. Their treasures are full. And basically it is the emptiness. It is the void within. It is the loneliness within. That pulls us. That pushes us. That attracts us towards the vices. There is inside deep hidden loneliness, a desire to fill that loneliness. An attempt to fill that loneliness makes us extrovert, makes us seek company. Extroversion is a trap. Introversion is freedom. So these are those souls who are full of attainments. They don't lack anything. Every breath, every second they are filled with treasures. The second is, you can create that visualization exercise. You are sitting in a swing and swinging. Knowledge, virtues, powers, those two strings you can make of anything you want and experience that happiness of swinging in the swing of super sensuous bliss attainments. The second is, number one, fortunate souls are those who keep on progressing all the time. Rather, they keep the track of their progress and ascending stage all the time. Every step is an ascending stage. Every step takes them ahead. So keep the progress diary, where I am progressing, moving ahead or going back, which art. The third is, they see treasures everywhere. What is within you, you see outside. If there is a dissatisfaction within, you see the same dissatisfaction outside. If there is lust within, you see the same outside. If there is internal beauty, you see the beauty outside. If there is positivity, you see the same. A man is sitting in samadhi, in meditative state, and a thief comes and he sees that man in meditation and he thinks, oh, this must be a thief. He must have stolen something. And now, exhausted, he is sitting here and sleeping. Soon the police will be here and they will catch hold of him. I should go away. Otherwise, I will also get caught. After some time, a drunkard comes and he thinks, oh, this man looks to be intoxicated. But I am much better. I am at least awake. He seems to have fallen into a ditch and somehow he came out and now sitting here. And after some time, a sage comes. He sees this man in silent, meditative and tranquil state. He sits there, absorbing those pure vibes, absorbing those peaceful vibrations. He sits there the whole night. The meditating man doesn't say anything. There is a perfect silence. The sage is sitting. Nobody has spoken anything. There is no lecture. And yet, by morning, the sage who sat there got enlightened. What is within you, you see outside. There is restlessness within, you see the same restlessness outside. There is calm within, you see the calm outside. So number one, fortunate souls. Third point, they see treasure everywhere. Fourth, every soul appears to them as if my own, as if my beloved. I am connected to every soul. Universal consciousness. Everything, everyone is expansion of me. I am everything. The whole universe is my expansion. It is one homogeneous ocean. Christ, Buddha and Krishna are but the waves of consciousness that I am. Vivekananda had said in one of his lectures, I am infinite. There is nothing I see other than me. I see myself everywhere. The supreme ocean, the waves, the vibrations, each wave is the part of the ocean. So, number one, fortunate soul sees every other soul as his own. Next, fifth, he sees every soul as a child of the same father. So there is an emergent spirit of universal brotherhood. Next, he sees he has the good wishes for each and every one. May all should get happy. May all should get free from sorrow. The sorrow, the suffering, the pain, the misery is filled with compassion. And such a compassionate heart creates loving kindness meditation, feeling of metta, feeling of karuna. Can create a role play for this. And positive affirmations for goodwill. Like, may all be happy. May all be free from sorrow. May all be free from diseases. May all achieve the highest. Tanme mana shiva sankalpa mastu. Let every mind generate pure thoughts. Such pure wish, such pure feeling, such goodwill, all the time. That is sixth. Seventh, limitlessness. They have. This is an unlimited family, unlimited love, unlimited relationship, unlimited vritti that makes them calm, that makes them happy and peaceful. The next, whilst they come in contact with all the souls, they know their sanskars and the story of karma, light and might of other souls. And they learn this art of detachment and loving. When to stay loving and when to stay detached. You can make a list of this. When I should be loving and when I should be totally detached. So this is a great art. When to get attached, when to get detached. When to be loving, when to be totally uninterested. The next is, they remain stable and sakshi, no matter what situations they come across. But they develop this art. They understand each soul's part. They understand their own part. And that makes them detached. And that makes them sakshi and stable. And the last, tenth, they have three dots, three aspect visionary. They can see everything and they don't have questions. They don't have doubts. They don't have suspicion. Not this way, that way. That is called full stop meditation. Just stop. Enough is enough. How much you will carry the dead on your shoulder? The past, the wound, the trauma, the dead, the bygone, let bygones be bygone. Past is past. Baba says, just put a full stop. No question mark, no exclamation mark. Of all the... No punctuation mark, nothing. Baba just loves full stop. So that is called full stop meditation. One. So these are the 10 points of number one soul. First, they are swinging all the time. Second, ascending stage all the time. Third, they see treasure everywhere. Fourth, every soul appears to them as their beloved. Fifth, they see everyone as brother. Sixth, they have that good wish that everyone should become happy. Everyone should become peaceful. Next, they live in that limitless consciousness, that unlimited consciousness. In limit, there is sorrow. In the limitlessness, there is happiness. You live a life which is so narrowed, a tunnel vision, a narrowed consciousness. All the contraction of heart is death. All the expansion of heart is life. In contraction lies death. I, my family, my wife, my children, my husband. You are born in church and you die in church. You are born in temple and you die in temple. You are born in synagogue and you die in synagogue. That is limitlessness, limited thinking. Move ahead. Explore, soar up and see the limitless sky. Where you see an unlimited, undivided, unpunctured, uninterrupted consciousness. Then, loving and detached. When to get loving and when to get detached. This is a great art which you learn over the period of time. And then, constant and detached observer, Sakshi. And the last, 10th, you become Trikaldarshi. Three aspect visionary. Full stop meditation. Stop. Enough. Enough is enough. Stop now. And we stop the class here. Om Shanti.